Fire, fury, power. My name is Legend.
Welcome to Fuel Your Drive.
Guys, what is going on? Welcome to Fuel Your Drive. I'm your host, Josh York. We got another great, incredible episode today. Before we get into it, please make sure you subscribe to my channel. That's very important. Please make sure you like it, comment on it, share it. I do this to help you, and I would appreciate in return if you could obviously help me continue to grow the podcast, get it out there more so I can help more people, because it's all about helping people, and that's what we love to do, just like we do with Gym Guys. But guys, let's get right into it. I want to talk about how to prepare yourself to go into business, how to prepare yourself for a lot of ups and downs. You know, you have to understand something, and you got to understand it very early before going into business. And this goes for any type of business owner, whether you're in a franchise, whether you're in a small business, whether you're in a large business. You're going to always have disappointment. And being able to handle that disappointment and develop that mental resiliency is what you obviously need to do. It's extremely important. But how do you train yourself? Well, look, you have to look at every situation. You're always going to have things that are going to happen in life, whether it's personal, you know, something with your family or maybe something with your friends, or, you know, you wanted to get a brand new car and you got disappointed because they said, unfortunately, you know, the model sold out and you have to wait till next year. Or you were trying to get a brand new apartment and something happened and it fell through and you couldn't get the apartment. All those little things that happen, instead of, you know, sitting there and being upset about it, you have to put it in your mind and know, like, these things are developing me for, you know, the bigger picture, the grand finale of my life. And the way you get the grand finale and you achieve that massive amount of success is through accepting the disappointment. Accept it, understand it, and don't sit there and be one of those people that, you know, finds every negative in the situation. Okay, things are going to happen, but you got to understand, I always tell people, I have great days and I have good days. I don't ever have bad days, because, you know, just like you get a remote control to your TV, you control that remote, the remote control for yourself. And at the end of the day, are you going to let someone else control your channel that you're trying to watch? No, you stay in the channel that you want to watch because it's your remote. And you have to understand this. It's very, very important, because I see it so often. And, you know, you see it in the stats. If you look at the stats of how many businesses fail, the number is just mind blowing, because people give up. People can't handle the disappointment, right? Someone's going to quit. Not once, not twice. It might happen 100, 200, 300 times. You're in business for 3-4 decades. It's going to happen more than you could possibly imagine. I recall a situation. This was about probably, I don't know, man, probably almost like 9-10 years ago. I had someone on my team that, you know, pretty much was my right-hand person, and I was very close to them, and incredible human being, but just couldn't handle, you know, the pressure, couldn't handle the intensity of being in business, and couldn't handle the responsibility, and just kind of just folded. And I will never forget that day when I was sitting in my old office and this person came in and told me that they're leaving. It felt like my whole world was going to collapse. Now, I know how 99% of people would react to a situation like that. And I know how I chose to react to a situation like that. I used that moment as a learning experience. And literally when I heard the words, it's almost like kind of like, you know, like when you see in the movies, like a big bomb goes off and they kind of like do that little beep. And it's like, you know, like you can't hear because the noise of the bomb went off, and it's like it's disrupted your hearing. I sat there, and like so many things were going through my mind at the time, because this person had a lot of responsibilities that I had to figure out now how to pass off these responsibilities and continue to keep moving forward and have the business to continue to keep, you know, making things happen. Anyway, I used that opportunity as a learning experience for me, and I said to myself, this pain is going to help me grow. This pain is needed. I need to have this type of pain. I need it. You cannot get anywhere without pain. You have to live in the dark for a long time before the light comes out. And even though the light's going to come out quite often, it's going to come out a lot. The darkness is around the corner, right? You're going to win. You're going to lose. You're going to have ups and downs all the time. But I would highly advise you to really focus on those disappointments. And, you know, just like when you work out, you know, like my hands are extremely calloused from working out. You need to do the same thing to your mindset, okay? And you need to get those reps in. Those repetitions are important. Those repetitions are needed. And those are the reps that are going to help you become a mentally strong, growth mindset type of individual. That is what you need to be successful in business. And honestly, when you start developing those skills, like I remember if I would get like in a little fender bender or accident in my car, I would like have a heart attack. I'd be like, oh, so upset. Like I'd have to like almost obsessive that I have to get it fixed tomorrow. I got to take care of it right now. The world's coming to an end. Like those things don't bother me anymore, right? Because I become so strong and so understanding of just discomfort. And you too have to be comfortable with that discomfort. It's very, very important. So I hope this was helpful, guys. I want to keep it short and sweet. I don't want to sit here for an hour, hour and a half, to keep talking and, you know, and not providing value. So I want to keep it short, sweet, value. Guys, please make sure you subscribe to my channel. Please share it. Give me feedback, comments. Let me know what you want me to talk about. Give me some ideas for some new episodes. I appreciate it. But until next time, remember to fuel your drive. See ya.
Fury, power, my name is Legend.